Also tomorrow, the National Weather Service is rolling out some significant changes to marine weather forecasts. KDLG's Mike Mason has those details.
The changes in the marine weather forecast officially take effect at 10 a.m. Tuesday morning, and the changes will take the form of reconfigured marine zones for the Bering Sea and coastal waters in the Gulf of Alaska. James Nelson is the Science and Operations Officer for the National Weather Service's Anchorage Forecast Office. He confirms that the changes include renaming, renumbering, and realigning several zones and adding 8 new forecast zones.
What we did was shorten up some areas so that we could concentrate more on the highly used areas. Sort of like Bristol Bay, what we've done is made that area a little bit smaller so that we're running just in the mostly the Bay area now. Before, the Bristol Bay area was a little bit larger, and we had to split it up via some wording sometimes, and it made the broadcast a little bit long. So a lot of these changes have been done to shore up the wording in the forecast so that we didn't make the broadcast too long per zone, so that people could know their area and be able to have the forecast for their area alone.
One of the biggest changes being rolled out this week is to split up the current marine forecast zone named Cape Newenham to Port Hyden by adding a specific zone for the Bristol Bay coastal waters. Nelson says mariners will notice several zone changes in the Aleutian Islands.
We've split some of them to the Pacific and Bering side. Before, they used to be the full area from like Cape Chesharev to Nikolsky was one area on both sides of the Pacific and the Bering side. Now we've actually have a Pacific and a Bering side.
Nelson says the changes to the marine forecast zones didn't require any additional staff, and no changes were made to the technology used to create the specific marine forecasts.
In the last few years, or last 8-9 years, we've been doing all our forecasts digitally. So what this has done is just allowed us to have the wording a little bit nicer. We're still creating the forecast the same way that we have over the last 8 years.
The new marine forecast zones will take effect at 10 a.m. Tuesday, and you can find details about the changes, including the new and old marine forecast zone maps, on the website of the National Weather Service's Anchorage Forecast Office. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.